From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A U.S. military airstrike on an al-Shabaab training camp in central Somalia has killed more than 150 militants preparing for a large-scale attack. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis says the weekend strike used both manned and unmanned aircraft. Davis said the U.S. learned the fighters were about to depart camp, posing an imminent threat to U.S. and African Union forces in Somalia. Witnesses say the airstrike hit al-Shabaab's training camp in the central Hiran region, making two passes, firing three missiles each time. Meantime, police in central Somalia say at least six people, including two African Union soldiers, were injured Monday in an explosion at an airport in the city of Beledweyne. In an interview with VOA's Somali service, the city's police commander said an explosion occurred at the entrance of the airport, but security forces were able to thwart other explosives and arrest 20 suspects. Tunisia's interior ministry said Monday troops killed 21 militants who attacked a police station and a military facility near the Libyan border. Officials said at least four civilians and one soldier were killed in fighting in the southeastern town of Ben Gurdain. Authorities urged residents to stay inside after the shooting began. Ankara wants the European Union to double the amount of aid it is giving to Turkey to deal with the migrant crisis, the European Parliament's president said on Monday. EU representatives discussed the crisis with their Turkish counterparts at a summit in Brussels today, and thousands of people remain stranded at the Greece-Macedonia border. European Parliament President Martin Schulz said Turkey had asked for an additional $3.3 billion to help curb the flow of migrants to the continent. So far, the numbers have been unchecked, with tens of thousands coming in this year. This is VOA News.